Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It's a question we'll be discussing all morning long and will be talked about in the NFL until he faces Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night.
They could be slinging that thing.
Sunday night football is going to be great. It's a great Tuesday morning if you're watching on ESPN News. Beautiful shot here, Pier 17. We're in Lower Manhattan at the South Street Seaport. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yes, that would be me.
That is Key at the top, ready to go. You mentioned in our first hour, all of the audio you just heard before we started speaking was just some of our thoughts in the first hour. What was really an incredible Monday Night Football game for a variety of reasons. We'll talk to Jeff Saturday, our ESPN NFL analyst and Super Bowl champion, coming up at 7:15, where we'll dig more into the Raiders. But Jay, you wanted to use the Raiders as a jumping off point to your squad, the Giants. The Raiders rush for 116.
Yes, it comes back to my Giants, Key.
The Raiders rush for 116 on the ground last night. For the most part, Josh Jacobs had some holes. Carr was sacked about three times, but he had plenty of open space.
We'll take
throw.
That as a Giants fan. Only three times? We'll take that. No turnover? Okay.
So what you're basically saying is the holes created for Jacobs, the clean pocket for Carr.
Sounds nice.
Is something you'd love to see for your guys.
Well, you know, watching them actually sustain long drives due to great blocking from the offensive line, watching the way they use Josh Jacobs, I'm sitting there saying, oh, how come we couldn't do this? We had Saquon Barkley. You see how much they've invested in their offensive line. The most highly priced offensive line there is in the National Football League, and it pays off. It pays off. So, look, I know Saquon Barkley's ACL tear wasn't due to our offensive line, but at the same time, the way they built that team from front to back, the way they played, I was sitting there as a Giants fan saying, I wish the Giants can play this way. I wish we could play this way, Key. How come we can't play this way? How come we can't invest in our offensive line this way?
Well, they have invested in their offensive line.
Not in the right players.
They just haven't selected the right guys that they've invested in. Outside of the big guard, is it Hernandez? What's the guard, your right guard? I think I'm saying his name right. When you look at the Giants' offensive line, I think Hernandez, right? I believe he went to UTEP. So when you look at that, you say, okay, he's a staple piece. They thought Nate Solder would be a piece, getting him over from New England, so they spent big dollars on that. When you start to assemble pieces, you got to make sure you get the right guys. And another thing is Tom Cable, who's the offensive line coach out in Las Vegas, is a pretty damn good offensive line coach. I mean, he wasn't a great head coach. He was a bit of a bully. But I think when you look at that, you've got to have a stout offensive line coach. You look at Coach Scarnecki that was at the New England Patriots for like 18 million years. Offensive line was dominant. And then, again, we have Jeff Saturday on. We'll be able to ask him about the longtime offensive line coach at the Indianapolis coach that coached him. That was just a staple there. And so when you think about it, that's a key to have. I had Bill Muir with the Jets as well as Tampa Bay when our offensive line was stout. You got to have good offensive line coaches to draw up schemes that work, because the offensive line coach's job is, most of them are blocking protections in the run and pass game. They've got to sit down and draw up these schemes, and on top of that, teach them. The offensive coordinators aren't necessarily the ones that are drawing up the schemes. When coaches hire, one of the first people that they get is the offensive line coach. They'll catch up with the running back coach. They'll catch up with the receivers. But the first order of business is to find an offensive line coach.
If you were a guy who got a chance to make some selections during NFL draft and you saw a transcendent talent like Saquon Barkley, knowing that your offensive line was depleted to a degree, do you still draft Saquon Barkley? Or do you work on your offensive line?
But was the offensive line depleted when they drafted him?
It wasn't
or
great.
Were they putting what? Or did they just put it together during free agency?
As Evan said in my ear too, it's been horrible for 5 years.
I understand.
It is horrible for 5 years. This has been
ongoing. That,
so that's what I'm saying. So why? And it's hard because I know when fans hear this at shock value, you hear, well, of course you take Saquon Barkley. Like, he's the transcendent talent.
Well, I don't necessarily believe I take Saquon Barkley.
You can't protect your transcendent talent. Why take him when you're not putting that kind of same attention into your O-line?
Dave Gettleman is making the decisions at the time that he drafted Saquon, and this is 3 years ago, so I don't know if
Saquon, then Daniel Jones.
No, I'm saying, though, did they go in free agency and pick up Nate Solder? Did they get Will Hernandez, draft him out of UTEP? Like, did they have a checklist as they went to get Saquon? They said, okay, we're going to sign this guy in free agency. We're going to do this guy.
I don't know all the details. I don't care about all the details. I know some of the details.
I'm trying to explain to you how it's done.
I got 30,000 jobs. I cover college basketball, NBA basketball. We're talking about MLS. We're talking about MLB. The Giants are my team. I don't know every position, but at the same time, I don't need to. I'm a fan. And I want to see my team protect my asset.
You're asking me how it's done and how to put it together. If you are in your back of your mind saying we're going to take this once in a lifetime running back, prior to that, you do look at how to sign free agents, who you're going to select in the draft.
How's that worked out for us?
I mean, that's Dave Gettleman's decision, his eyes.
That's the problem, Keyshawn.
Well, it ain't the offensive line; it's the guy selecting the player.
It's Dave Gettleman.
Okay, well, then say that.
I've been
all the way around to talk about the offensive line and get to Dave Gettleman.
We've been talking about Dave Gettleman for the last 4.5 weeks we've been on this show.
I didn't hire the dude. That's all I'm telling you. I didn't hire him. And in the end, the success he had in Carolina, I contribute 75% of that to Marty Herney. That's just me.
Dave Gettleman is
currently the general manager of the Carolina Panthers, who put the team together that eventually went to the Super Bowl under Ron Revere.
That was 2015, the 15-1 team led by Cam Newton. For those that are not aware, Dave Gettleman is the Giants general manager, his second foray with the Giants, just to make that clear. Just want to mention one thing about Nate Solder. I know there's a lot of people that thought once the Patriots let him go, he wasn't the same type of player he has been, and he has been a little bit underwhelming for the Giants. But it is important to note that Nate Solder did opt out of the 2020 season due to the coronavirus.
Yes.
He's a cancer survivor. You talked about pre-existing conditions and people that have things to think about. He had testicular cancer 6 years ago. So the fact that he's not there is a big thing. But we should also mention as a big thing, the first pick this year for Gettleman, top five at number four overall, was Andrew Thomas, the rookie from
Andrew
Georgia,
Thomas,
to help them try to work that offensive line. So to Jay's point, front to back, get the line built, then
Thank
get the
you.
Guy that's going to bust through.
But they're getting it built. I don't know if you have to have patience, but Will Hernandez, Nate Solder, then Andrew Thomas, they're trying to put it together.
It's been 5 years of patience, though. It's been 5 years of patience.
I understand. Y'all held on to Eli too long. I get it.
And in New York, patience runs thin. There's a lot of other markets key in the NFL. I would imagine things in Carolina were a little bit different than they were in Dallas and New York when they played there, right?
Yes.
Patience is a relative situation.
Yes, there's no real patience in New York. There's not a whole lot of patience in Dallas, although Big Tuna was there. And so it kind of, people saw it coming.
Parcells.
Yeah, Parcells. They saw it coming. We were pretty good in Tampa, so it was no stress there. And then the first time around in New York, we were solid.
All I'm saying is it's hard to have patience when your star running back, you miss him again for another season.
I understand, but there's nothing you can do about that.
I hear you.
Give your tickets back. Can't use them this year anyway.
Right. He's one of the very few non-quarterbacks that's the face of your franchise. So there's so much that goes into more than just playing football for Saquon Barkley.
Bring back Tiki.
you're mean.
Tiki and Saquon in the running back room together would be great, considering last week's comments
Tiki can teach him a thing or two, I'm sure.
There's no question about it. He's in the Giants.
He can teach him how to block, and he can teach him how to hold on to the football.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. I hope Tiki responds to that.
I'm not looking for him to respond, because if he responds to me negatively, you know I'm going to go in. So it doesn't even matter to me.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. We are brought to you by Chase. Still to come, we got 15 2-0 teams. So how many of them are real? How many of them are not real? Key breaks it down to tell you who's legit and who isn't.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Fellas, he also has an unbelievable personal story. So if you don't have a rooting interest and Darren Waller's out on the field wearing any helmet jersey combination, it's worth rooting for him. You just heard from Scott Van Pelt talking to Ryan Clark, our ESPN NFL analyst, Steve Levy on the call, and then Coach Gruden saying ain't too many out there better than Darren Waller. The Raiders find themselves, guys, in a group of 2-0 teams. There are 11 2-0 teams. I just counted up. There are also 11 0-2 teams. And we'd like to know what 0-2 team can make the playoffs. The odds aren't in their favor, but it's early. And remember, this year, an extra playoff spot in the AFC and the NFC. So it's not the 12 that have been making the playoffs for the last 30 years since the NFL changed its format back in 1990. This year, there will be 14 playoff teams. So the percentage you say 0-2 isn't as dicey as it would have been just a year ago. So what 0-2 team can make the playoffs? Hit us up. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On what team without a win is still postseason
Jets.
Winning?
No, just kidding.
It's so mean. It's so mean. Don't do that to him.
When we have the screen calls and somebody says that, we can't even take that call. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Our producer, Evan Wilner, a big-time Jet fan. I'm not sure even he's bullish.
Key, how about your Minnesota Vikings? How about that pick that
Boy,
you made?
That's a rough start for them at 0-2, huh?
went with my heart, not my brain in that case.
Where in the world did that come from, by the way? The Vikings. I mean, nobody saw that coming.
I don't know. Coach Zimmer, Mike Zimmer, the head coach who was my defensive coordinator at the Cowboys, who also recruited me when I was in college, I thought that they would be better. Rick Spielman, the general manager, is a good friend of mine, and when I look at Dalvin Cook and I look at Thielen and I look at them drafting Justin Jefferson from LSU and I look at their defense that they tried to assemble and the young secondary, I just felt like that they would be a different unit right now. Doesn't mean it's over with. It just looking at their schedule, looking at what has happened to them the last couple of weeks. I mean, Indianapolis, although Phillip Rivers threw two picks, he certainly got his opportunities to complete some balls against them. And it's just, I don't know, Minnesota is one of those teams that at 0-2, Zubin, I feel like they still could make a run into the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins, 11 for 26, 113 yards on Sunday. Ouch. As for the teams that do matter and are relevant at this point, let's go for it. Real or not real? Key's going to tell you, and Jay will tell you, whether these teams that right now are unblemished really deserve the talk they're getting. All right, Key, obviously, I think we got to start here with the Raiders coming off that win on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they're a real football team. Obviously, we saw it last night. We saw it in week one. This team is poised to make a strong run against Kansas City to win the AFC West. I know everyone's picking Kansas City, obviously. But as you win, you build momentum, you get the confidence. And this coaching staff is a pretty good one led by John Gruden, along with Rob Marinelli on the defensive line side and Kirby Wilson, the running back coach. All three of those guys were with me in Tampa Bay with John Gruden. So I know what they bring to the table.
They're real. Darren Waller is real. He's a top three tight end in the league. The way they play, the way they pound it, this team is real.
Okay, tongue planted firmly in cheek. Yesterday, you guys thought Russell Wilson was the league's MVP through 2 weeks. Many agree, but right on his heels, according to our ESPN NFL analyst, Josh Allen, the Bills, are they a legit 2-0?
I don't know about on the heels. They certainly have continued to make strides under Brandon Bean, the general manager, in picking players. He picked Josh Allen when a lot of people thought that Josh Allen was selected too high. He goes out, he trades for Stephon Diggs, which gives him a big-time target. The defense is built with no falling back. You look at them and you say to yourself, what are the Buffalo Bills? They beat up on the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. They just play the teams that's put in front of them. They don't make the schedule. The NFL does. And they're a legit contender, no question about it. They are real.
I think they're real. Josh Allen has been incredible, 729 yards through two games. But we're about to find out over the next 4 weeks. Rams, Raiders, Titans, and Chiefs. We're about to find out.
That's a pretty nasty stretch.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. All right. In his 17th year, the return of Ben Roethlisberger has yielded a 2-0 start. Real or not real?
They're real. I mean, that's all they were missing was leadership at the quarterback position. They were messing around with Duck Hodges and
Mason Rudolph.
I mean, come on, man. You can't win a whole lot of games. Mike Tomlin is a top five coach in the National Football League. Okay, period. There's only four guys that I would probably put above him, and that would be tight. I mean, obviously, Belichick is above all of them. But when you look at him getting the most out of what he can on offense, and then that defense is retooled all over again. That defense is ridiculous. I mean, it is with Micah Fitzpatrick and Hayden in the secondary, along with Bush at the linebacker position and Watt coming off the edge. That defense is crazy.
T.J. Watt, Brad Dupree, that pass rushing defense is incredible. They're real.
The Titans were one step away from the Super Bowl last year. Then they signed Tannehill and Henry, and now they're 2-0 off the foot of Gostkowski in both weeks.
Yeah, well, they're a real football team. They'll make the playoffs. They may win the division. They're going to probably win the division, but that's about it. They're not challenging. They're not going to challenge Kansas City. I don't think they'll challenge Oakland. I don't think they're going to challenge New England to get to the AFC Championship game. Baltimore, they're a playoff team, but they're not like a next level. Yeah, they're not next level.
I will say this. Good teams find a way to win games. Bad teams find a way to lose games. They've won games. You got to give them credit for what they've done.
Translation, they must be a good team.
They must be a decent good team.
Yeah, Twitter says you don't know what you're talking about, Jay.
All right.
Who listens to Twitter?
If you want Twitter to tell you don't know what you're talking about, just take this next team and tell me they're not real, all right? You want to get a Twitter avalanche? The Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, that's easy. They're okay. Real. Let's move on. Next one.
I mean, it's
if you think that Kansas City's not real, Kansas City is real. Right. They will be one of the top four teams in the end of the day. Now, whether or not they get to the Super Bowl, that's something else. But they're going to be right there.
Right.
Two real teams Monday night. We're going to see that. The Ravens versus Chiefs.
No question about it. So obviously those are two real teams. All right, this one could be just as easy. Packers?
Yeah, they're real. I think a lot of people were screaming and hollering about Aaron Rodgers' offensive weapons that he was throwing to. Like I told everybody in the beginning, don't worry about that, man. Devontae Adams and a bunch of young receivers can get the job done because they've always gotten it done with a guy pulling the trigger named Aaron Rodgers. I mean, when you talk about what they're capable of doing, as long as 12 is underneath center, they're going to be fine, man. Those dudes are professional wide receivers. They know how to catch the ball. They'll be fine. Don't worry about the Green Bay Packers. Now, they got some work to do as time goes on because they got to shore up their defense a little bit better. But I think if they do that, then they're going to be a hard out.
Don't forget about Aaron Jones. They ran for 158 yards in week one, exploded for 259 yards in week two.
But even with Aaron Jones, this team moves because of Aaron Rodgers.
I understand. I just said don't forget about him.
Also in the division with the Packers, of course, are the Bears.
No, okay. They're not for real.
That was like the Kansas City other version.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. They're not real. This deal will eventually fizzle out. You know, Mitch Trubisky's had a good six quarters, I guess you could call it. Maybe not even that many. Maybe four quarters of good football that he's played, but nah.
Bears at Falcons. I think Falcons are actually a team that's 0-2, but they're going to be real. Colts, Buccaneers. We're about to find out the Bears are not real as well.
Chicago. It's you know, you hate to do the Bears like this, but it's just, I mean, they're 2-0. There's no question about it. But they're not a real team that's going to make a deep run into the playoffs. They're not going to win the division.
You beat the Lions. Who hasn't beaten the Lions these days?
True.
I mean, plus Swift dropped that pass.
Exactly.
I mean, and then they beat the Giants, torn ACL by Saquon. Okay.
They don't make the schedule, but they haven't actually gone up against juggernauts in the NFC.
Rams.
Real. I think they are a real football team. I think Sean McVay has gone back to the well to understand what Jared Goff does well. They got a lot of one-back sets, a lot of empty personnel. They'd like to do a lot of different tricky things with Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. They've been able to get Higbee going at the tight end position, and they settled down with the offense. And I think Jared Goff is seeing it cleaner now. A year ago, he didn't see it as clean. Then you move to the defensive side, you got shut down corner and Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, obviously, Brockers, and Jones on the defensive line side. So the second wave for them is the linebacker position. If the linebacker position can continue to get better and hold up, then the Rams might find themselves in the NFC Championship game, believe it or not.
So crazy how just a couple of years ago we were talking about, you know, if the pecking order, Carson Wentz, Goff, Dak Prescott, how much that's flipped around right now currently, isn't it?
Well, it you know, those guys got off to a hotter start, plus one guy's quarterback of an America's team, and they expected for him to, you know how it goes. I mean, it's super hate on top of America's team. It just is.
Three TDs, no interceptions. I mean, we're going to find out a lot about.
No, Jared Goff is, look, man.
The Rams and the Bills play this
Jared
week, so
Goff,
we'll find out a lot.
In the first 2 weeks, is playing better than he did a year ago and playing much like he did the year that they won went to the Super Bowl. He's playing at that level right now.
Pick one in 2016, Goff. Pick two, Wentz. Pick 135.
Dak I'll go Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz.
Seahawks.
They're real. I mean, they're as real as they can get.
Led by your MVP, Dangerous.
Led by Dangerous. Yes, led by him. I think, you know, the only thing that makes me laugh about Russell Wilson is he's so quirky. All right, that's just who he is. And he sounds exactly like Coach Carroll to me. Like, exactly like Coach Carroll. Everything that comes out of his mouth is like he's been studying Coach Carroll. He plays the quarterback position on and off the field correctly.
Just have some concerns with Seattle about their defense. Gave up respectively 25 points in week one, 30 points in week two. You look at what Matt Ryan did in air, same with Cam Newton. They're working on that, but Seattle's real.
And this team has shifted from being defensive dominant to Russell Wilson dominant. They built this offense so that Russ can be who he is and what he's showing us right now as an MVP candidate. Where so many years, all the way back to as far as I can remember, every team that Pete Carroll has coached has been defensive-led. Now, over the last couple of years, it's just shifted to offensive-driven with less defensive emphasis.
Absolutely. After the deconstruction of the Legion of Boom, they passed it on to him. Last couple, let's run through them real quick. This will be really easy. Before I can get the word out of my mouth, you'll be able to answer it. Baltimore?
Real.
Okay. And the last one, this is interesting, Arizona. He's pensive right now.
No.
Arizona's real.
No, they're not. They're not. They're the 6-7 game win type team. Although, even though they got two under their belt already, I like the fact that their offense is high octane, explosive. But when you look at the time of possession on this team, it certainly makes me scratch my head. I like Kyler Murray within this system. Okay, I like what he does within the system. Long term, I don't think the Arizona Cardinals are made for the NFL to make a run, because when you start running up against the Rams and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey against DeAndre Hopkins, and you take that weapon away, or you start running up against Russell Wilson in Seattle or some of these other teams that you've got to face that have a little more umph on the defensive side of the ball, we'll certainly see. Now, Kyler Murray, it took Kyler Murray to the end of that game against the San Francisco 49ers to pull a Houdini act to score a touchdown for them to win.
Week one.
And then they play Washington. Stop, man. Stop.
They're telling me we need to go to break, or I would retort.
Okay. I will quickly tell you that they're going to be 3-0. So if we play this game next week with 3-0 and 0-3,
the Lions at the Panthers at the Jets, they will be 5-0.
How about that?
And then we'll be seeing if they're real or not, Keyshawn.
The Lions, you never know. Matt Patricia might pull something out, a rabbit out the hat. Okay. You never know.
Okay.
He's got to get the pencil out of the ear first to make sure he can get
Let's
the rabbit
see that.
Out.
Take the pencil out the air and...
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. They've lost 11 in a row. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. You heard the guys weigh in on real 2-0 teams and maybe teams that are 0-2 and could be real. That's on the way. Our Super Bowl champion, Jeff Saturday, on a 2-0 team that is totally fake and an 0-2 team that's got a lot to play for. His thoughts, what two teams are we talking about? We'll have that for you when Jeff joins us right after SportsCenter.
Here's Carr, looking to throw for it. Waller is all by himself. He'll never score an easier touchdown. And four consecutive scoring possessions for the Las Vegas Raiders have them on top for the first time tonight.
Indeed, take the number two pencil out of Patricia's ear and mark down a 34-24 win for the Raiders over the Saints on ESPN's Monday Night Football, opening up the $2 billion Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. This is one thing I weren't able to mention earlier, but I want to mention Al Davis's widow, Carol. There was an 85-foot flame there, the eternal Al Davis flame, and she lit it last night, which I thought was amazing.
Wow.
Their son, Mark Davis, who's the owner of the team, is not there. He said he would not show up until fans show up because he's the ultimate Raider fan. But Carol was there, his widow, to take part in that. I thought that was really cool. Michael Jordan, this is really cool. Michael Jordan teaming up with the three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin to field a cup car squad at the top level of NASCAR with Bubba Wallace. How about that trifecta? Jordan, Hamlin, and Bubba, the latter of whom is the only black driver in NASCAR's top series. This will all be a single car Toyota entry aligned with Joe Gibbs Racing, one of the most powerful racing organizations in all of NASCAR, right there with Richard Childress Racing in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Tonight, Keys Lakers up 2-0.
Yeah, it's over.
They're looking to go up 3-0. The Nuggets have never defeated the Lakers in a playoff series. The Lakers have been to 31 NBA Finals. 32 could be in the offing. They can put Denver on the brink. But then again, Denver apparently loves living on the brink if you've been watching the playoffs.
Nuggets should just forfeit this tonight.
Forfeit?
Nuggets may sweep. I mean, Nuggets should have won one the other night. They should have won that one.
They should have won, yeah. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say they will not forfeit. They will show up ready to go to take on the limb.
They should forfeit. I'm just telling you.
Risky call by me. It's a warm take, not a hot take, not a lukewarm take. They'll be
we
out there.
We need more lukewarm takes these days.
Everybody tamp it down. Everybody's so stressed out. 8:30 Eastern tonight on ESPN Radio. And SportsCenter is brought to you by Sport Clips. It's a new season at Sport Clips Haircuts. All stylists, clean, certified, and guy smart. Get yourself back in the game with Sport Clips. MVP experience. Enjoy a hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and winning cut. Check it online and walk out with confidence. You know, sooner or later, it will be the strip version of the black hole. It was an iconic part of everything that happened, Key, as you well know, in Oakland. And Jay saying, once those fans get back, that place is going to be hyped.
Yeah, ooh. Next season, that will be, I'm sure, people will be in the stands. And Thursday night, you know, we started thinking about it. I'm like, Thursday night game would be perfect. See, Monday night game is you probably there Saturday, Sunday, so you're going to be burned out by the time Monday comes, right? Then you got to get to work. So I would think Thursday night games is the ones that's really going to be lit, right? Those are the ones that's going to be crazy.
That's the deal. He always went to visit Vegas. Living there, completely different situation. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests, including Super Bowl champion Jeff Saturday, join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof's in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Jeff, good morning. It's great to have you here. First things first, I got to ask you, what did you see out of the Saints last night?
Oh, man, you saw a team that can't challenge anybody vertically down the field. Look, I know can't guard Mike wasn't there, but they didn't look like they even challenged the Raiders' defense vertically. And what does that do? It's like a boa constrictor, right? All of a sudden, you see that offense just shrink. Everything's underneath. And I understand trying to get Kamara in the mix, wanting to get him touches and all that. But at some point, the ball has to go down the field for defenses to even have fear of this Saints offense. So, when you're talking about the Saints, is it fixable? Absolutely. But why isn't it happening? I know Drew Brees was not accurate. I saw all those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, if the ball never goes vertical, and Key can speak to this, man, every defensive back can climb up in, and they play such tight coverage that it almost feels impossible to make anything happen. And you saw that it started good for the Saints and then progressively got worse. And that's the ultimate feel, is when you can't challenge them, you just watch your offense kind of dissipating before your eyes.
You know, you're sitting up there looking like a lawyer, Jeff. I almost want to call you Jeffrey. Clean, you know, you got the clean look on.
That's what I'm talking about, Keith.
No, you look mighty good and clean for us this morning. Well, I don't want to ask you, though, in all seriousness, you play with Hall of Fame quarterback, obviously, in Peyton Manning at the end of his career. Did looking at Drew Brees last night remind you a little bit of Peyton in terms of the velocity on the ball and some of the things that he was able to do?
I'm not sure I could get to the velocity part yet. I mean, when I saw it, but it was just so inaccurate. You know what I mean? And for Breeze especially, I don't know if this has something to do with the pandemic and how much time they spend. And, you know, the Saints didn't really take advantage of all the time in the preseason, kind of even leading up, right? They didn't necessarily take advantage of it like everybody else because they had so much continuity. But you saw a lot of inaccurate throws with the balls behind the receiver, just not in stride, airmailing throws, kind of shorthanded. And what you saw on the sideline was a concerned look, right? And that's the part that makes me nervous is when you look in your quarterback's eyes, there's a this look and there's a this look, right? I got a lot of this look. And that's concerning for me because then you start to question, hey, is it play calling? Does he not feel comfortable in what's going on? But it is definitely not in sync. They have a long way to go to get this thing. And this wasn't just from last night. This was a week that they beat the Bucs, even in week one. Nothing felt sharp. It just doesn't feel like they're crisp, whether it's he and Peyton on the same page or as an offense in its entirety. But you have to quit, especially with Mike Thomas. I don't know when he's coming back, if he's coming back this week. But, man, they can't get him fast enough because they need explosive plays in this offense to be the team that everybody expected them to be.
When you talk about a team that everybody expects to not necessarily be what they are right now, they're 2-0 Raiders, and you talk about in sync, Derek Carr and Waller obviously were in sync last night, the offense methodically moving down the field. Are they for real?
I think they are for real, and this is why I would say that. First of all, Derek Carr gets beat up every season. The guy threw for 4,000 yards the last 2 years. I've kind of been a Derek Carr apologist the last couple of years, but as you look at what they're doing, they have a balanced offense. What you've seen from John Gruden is their rush-to-run ratio, I mean, their rush-to-pass ratio is almost identical, right? I mean, and so you see a guy who's in rhythm. You see a tight end being used in that West Coast offense, which you know they're going to do, and you see Josh Jacobs, who has a nasty disposition when he runs. I mean, this guy gets behind his pads. They had three offensive linemen hurt, iffy, all those kind of things. Didn't matter. Josh Jacobs continues to run behind his pads. That's the catalyst for this offense because you know it opens everything else up for these guys. And Waller had a big game, but it wasn't like they were explosive. They were just chain-moving drives. I thought Derek Carr played really well last night. Didn't start good, but as the game went on, you saw the progression for him. Hats off to he and Gruden, man. No one expected them to beat the Saints last night, and they put on a display.
All right, Jeff, which 2-0 team is not real? Give us the real talk.
Oh, Chicago Bears, not real. I mean, that's not a hard one. I mean, hey, listen, I Mitchell Trubisky, that's a fellow Tar Heel, UNC alum, the whole deal. But you know, they came back, threw three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They beat the Giants and the Lions. Neither team that you're really that concerned at. So I would say the Bears, in my opinion, they're not real.
Oh, and you went to North Carolina? I didn't know that, Jeff. Sorry. I didn't see the helmet behind you. Sorry.
Oh, can you I'm sorry. Can you see that? I mean, I know that we got a little bad blood, but just making sure you can see.
I know
see
you guys are ranked number 11th in the country. I'm paying attention, Jeff. I'm paying attention.
Duke and North Carolina talk about football. Man, move on.
Hey, man, you got to give it up to Jeff. He went from undrafted to Super Bowl champion. That's quite the story. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, JS.
Appreciate it, fellas. Had a blast.
Two basketball dominant programs sitting up trying to discuss football.
Hey, man, what are you talking about?
Nobody don't want to hear
that. He got a ring. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about him as a professional or you as a professional. I'm talking about basketball, collegiate powerhouse, blue blood.
That's how I feel when you try to talk to me about basketball.
I don't talk to you about USC basketball.
You just try to talk about basketball in general.
Man, I'm not.
Go ahead, Zubin. Time to go to break.
Jay Will and Jeff.
That's why I said time to go to break first.
Lotion on them ankles.
They're already lotioned. You saw me do it in real time.
Jay Will and Jeff sitting more than 8 miles apart, Tobacco Road, at least this morning. Jeff also said the 0-2 Falcons, by the way, they are for real. So that's his 0-2 team that could step up. Keyshawn, Jay Will, Zubin reminding you to check out ESPN Audio at Home by telling Alexa to play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at Home brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz vans are ready for anything. And we are ready for your phone calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What 0-2 team, there are 11 of them, can still make the playoffs? Jeff Saturday says the Atlanta Falcons. What do you say? We'll hear from you next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Class is in session. Class is in session. Everybody get in front of their Zoom, or if you were brave enough to come into the classroom, I'm here waiting for you. Get the syllabus out. We're ready to rock. By the way, you just heard the voice of Paul Finebaum. Paul is actually going to join us coming up a little bit later this morning, 8:10 Eastern, on the return of the SEC. He is Mr. SEC. He's covered the league for four decades. His show is on the SEC Network every weekday afternoon. So Paul will be here at 8:10 SEC Saturday. Saints Packers Sunday, Lamar and Mahomes Monday. Buckle up for some incredible football.
You went to
Duke
how many years? How many years ago did you?
Three. I know. Are you being sarcastic?
No,
right
I'm serious.
Now? Okay.
No, for some reason, because of this one and done world, I don't know. I thought you was 1 or 2 years out.
Three.
Yeah. And a national champion. And a national champion.
Well, no, he won a national championship. Reason I even asked is because of Finebaum's professor take and the whole deal. And I was just wondering. That's all. Because I was thinking in my mind how the professors were when I was in school. And I was going to ask you, at Duke, did they, you know, when you had a game or something, there was a test, did they trip or did they give you the test early or were they acting weird?
No, we had to take it like everybody else.
See, that's how they was at USC. They like, no.
Take it like everybody else.
You got to take it. I'm like, dude, we getting ready to leave. What are you talking about?
Give me some kind of.
Can't help you.
Last word. Paul's coming up in 21 minutes. I saw Paul on SportsCenter once with Drake, and Drake said, this is ironic, who's the dude that's sitting over there looking like a professor? He wasn't talking about me. He was talking about Paul Finebaum with the glasses.
Yeah, he looks like a mean professor, though.
You would be like a professor of stats. I feel like stats, yeah.
Statistical analysis. An actuary.
Jeez.
There we go again. Keys
like Zubin,
talk
so
to
much.
Our audience. Talk
so
to
much.
Our audience. Speaking of our audience, let's talk to him. We told you, 0-2 teams. There's 11 of them. Guys, just give me a one-word answer. Of these 0-2 teams, who can still make the playoffs? And then we're going to get right to our callers. Dolphins, Jets, Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Giants, Eagles, Lions, Vikings, Falcons, Panthers. All are 0-2. Who is legitimately key playoff dreaming?
I'd say Minnesota's still in the mix.
Texans.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app. Use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So you heard the fellas. Let's hear from you. Dion in South Carolina, 0-2 to the playoffs. Who you got?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas. I
What's
got
up, brother?
Man. They're not in that great of a conference. And I don't think Deshaun Watson will start out 0-3, man. They got to go with the Texans. I think they'll pull through, come through. They're not in that great of a conference.
The division, yeah, he's right about the division. The division's not that strong, but, you know, they could 0-2. if they don't get things turned around from an offensive standpoint and start to score a bunch of points quick, fast, and hurry, that thing can get away from them because Tennessee's going to play the way Tennessee's playing. They're just going to methodically play that style and eventually start to run away. And I don't know if Phillip Rivers can cut down the mistakes and turnovers to keep Indy afloat.
Well, look, at Chiefs, at Ravens. I mean, Ravens, two tough losses. At Steelers, their next one. That's going I picked Texans because I like Deshaun Watson.
What month is that in Pittsburgh?
It's this month.
So it'll be
this Sunday coming up.
Oh, it's this Sunday.
September 27th.
Oh, so they good then on the weather. I was thinking about the weather.
Yeah.
I love this one. Justin in Virginia, you're on ESPN Radio. This team hasn't won a playoff game in 30 years, and they're 0-2, and you think they're postseason bound? Tell me about this.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say you guys are probably going to block my number after this call. So I just want to say I love the show. But yeah, I'm going with the Bengals, honestly. I think Joe Burrow got a bad rap or, you know, got a bad cut by not getting a preseason. You look at the last 2 weeks, look how close that game was with the Chargers, and you look at a Browns team that is so overloaded with talent, like it is nonsense that they aren't winning.
Yeah, the problem,
but even
though.
Still, those teams are close, right?
Yeah, but the problem, Dustin, is there's a team in that division named Pittsburgh and another one named Ravens. And so that's going to be their problem. They're not beating either one of them in four games.
Sean in Baltimore, you're on ESPN Radio. You're aligned with Dion in South Carolina and Jay Will in Brooklyn. What do you got, Sean?
Hey, I think the Houston Texans are going to bounce back. I think they just ran into two buzzsaws in Kansas City in Baltimore. Deshaun Watson is a playmaker. He will find a way to make plays. The next five games, I think they'll win the next three out of five. They're going to go into Pittsburgh, play tough, beat Pittsburgh, be the bad Minnesota team. That surprised me but and win one game against Jacksonville, Tennessee, and they'd be right back in the mix.
I don't know, man. They got to go to Pittsburgh this week, and Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin
that's
is
gonna be a tough one.
That's a tough one. Ben is playing well. Juju's playing well. That defense is crazy. They don't really have, for whatever reason, Fuller and Cooks and Steeles haven't really, you know, giving me what I thought they would give me. So I think Deshaun is certainly missing DeAndre Hopkins for sure.
I tell you, they can get one at the Steelers. I feel like they would get the Vikings. I feel like they would get the Jags. I mean, then they're at the Titans. It could be feasible.
Minshew!
The Mississippi Mustache, Gardner Minshew. All of our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. That includes Paul Feinbaum, who's coming up in 17 minutes. Also coming up this weekend, the return of the SEC. Something's been missing key in college football. I love college football as much as anybody, but Clemson, Wake Forest. Yeah, right. See,
joke's on you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Usually we clown the Pac-12, not you. But there's been something missing key with this college football season. Louisville, Miami was good. Clemson, Wake Forest. You just get the strength everywhere conference back, as they call the SEC. Things are going to change this weekend.
It may. I mean, it just depends on what it looks like. Alabama and LSU obviously is the top of the class. And then having Lane Kiffin back on the sideline with goofy Mike Lynch in Mississippi State, so you get a little bit of that. Tennessee's always a joke. You get a little bit of that. We'll see.
Still to come, is Drew Brees done?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.